Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from Labrador Gold, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol LAB, and on the OTCQX under the symbol NKOSF. I am chatting with the president and CEO, Roger Moss. Now, Labrador Gold is focused at the Kingsway property in Newfoundland. The company just released some more drill results yesterday, May 5th. Headline says Labrador Gold intersects little over 54 grams per ton gold over 0.95 meters at the Big Vein target. There are also some initial drill results, total of 6 holes that were released from the Pristine target. Roger, let's start off with the Big Vein results. High grade over some narrow widths. Where were these drill results coming from in terms of past drilling at this Big Vein target, please?
Yeah, okay, Corey, thanks for having me back. It's always good to chat, update your listeners. Yeah, the Big Vein drill holes that we announced, the highest grade, 54 grams a ton over 0.95 meters, that was significant in that it was the furthest drill hole at Big Vein to the southwest. So that Big Vein zone now extends over about 300, 320 meters in a northeast-southwest direction. So it's continuing to grow laterally, and it remains open in both directions. The other intersection, 15 grams a ton over a meter, that was in the HTC zone and is just filling in that zone. Both of those holes had visible gold in the drill core, so that we like to see that. And there were a few other holes in there as well, but they were lower grade, but still pretty reasonable results.
Okay, so you are continuing to expand Big Vein here. I know some people might want to see a bit longer widths with that high grade, but follow-up drilling, I believe, is continuing there. Let's also talk about the Pristine target. At this target, you hit more lower-grade gold between, let's say, 1.5 grams per ton up to 3.5 grams per ton, widths varying from 1 meter up to 7 meters. These are initial drill holes at the Pristine target. What are they telling you about the potential here?
Well, I think the potential there is that, as you say, these are the first drill holes that we've had the assays back. We see a lot of similarities between this Pristine target and Big Vein, including the types of rocks that we see in both areas. So it's almost a mirror image of Big Vein in some respects. We do see the brittle sandstones that are broken up. And they're in contact or fault contact with black shales. So it's a very similar stratigraphic scenario as what we see at Big Vein. And although the grades are probably less than we would like to see it, it's not too bad for a first pass. And it's actually very similar to what we saw at Big Vein over the first 2 holes that we drilled there. So as you know, we at Big Vein, we've gone on to get some fairly spectacular intersections. We certainly hope that Pristine will be able to deliver the same kind of intersections as we get a better understanding of the structure at the Pristine target.
Now, how much more drilling is being done at Big Vein and at the Pristine target, continuing to, I guess, build up more information and learn more about the potential assets here?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we're drilling at Big Vein. There's really 3 strategies there. Obviously, to the southwest and northeast, we'll be drilling there to expand further along strike. And we're also drilling down plunge at the HTC zone, which continues to be the high grade area of Big Vein. And that's down to about 250 meters vertical depth right now, I believe, and still open. So that's somewhere that we'll be focusing our drilling going forward at Big Vein. At Pristine, we've defined the start of what we've called the Doyle Zone. and that will be the target for follow-up drilling and expanding that along strike, both to the northeast and the southwest, but also targeting specific structures that we see there, and in particular the main fault, which I hinted to in the news release. It's got such a wide damage zone, which is basically a whole lot of broken up rock. It extends for about 30 meters downhole. That's a significant fault zone, and we know that the Appleton Fault runs through there somewhere. So is this the Appleton Fault? I think we need a little bit more work to conclusively say that it is. But if it's not, it's certainly a very large splay off the Appleton Fault Zone. So lots of interesting things to come, I think, from the Pristine Target and the Doyle Zone.
So now that the company is continuing to move through this drill program, you've drilled, I believe, four targets so far: Midway, Big Vein, Pristine, and Golden Glove. So far, we've gotten results out of Big Vein initially, then Midway, and now Pristine. You have hit gold at all of these targets. Golden Glove, we're still waiting for results to come. Big Vein and Midway, at least early on, seem to have some early on better results. But as you said, Pristine, some of those early results relating to or similar to what you saw early on at Big Vein. What's this telling you about the overall project here? You're hitting gold. How do you move that forward? How do you make this all bigger?
Well, that's a good question. It's one that I ask my geos in the field constantly. I think it's a testament to our exploration strategy. I think, you know, being 3-0 on targets drilled is really good. When we generate these targets, we have a pretty good sense of what could be there. And I think that what we've done so far is we've put a lot of focus into the area around Big Vein, just justifiably, of course. That's probably only, so between southwest of Big Vein up to the Pristine Target, it's probably only about a 2-kilometer stretch or strike length. And this is along the Appleton Fault, of course. So that leaves another 10 kilometers of strike length of the Appleton Fault, which we do have early indications along, and we will certainly be applying the same exploration methods that we have to date to those early indications to generate drill targets that we would expect to add more gold to the string of pearls, as it were. The other interesting thing, of course, and intriguing to me, is when we look at what Newfound has done down on Queensway between, say, the Keats and the Lotto zones, they've really filled in that area along strike between the two zones with a lot more intersections and developed a lot more zones. So I suspect that there may be similar potential, say, between Big Vein and the Pristine Target, that stretch of the Appleton Fault may similarly have more gold occurrences there. Similarly, between Golden Glove and Big Vein along the Appleton Fault, there may be more occurrences. So, you know, I do think the Appleton Fault is a very prospective structure in this area, and it's certainly where we'll be doing a lot more of our work this summer in our field program.
So, Roger, approximately how much core is still at the lab, or where have some of the recent drilling happened? What news flow can we expect from different targets, different areas on the site, please?
Yeah, I think there, obviously there's still a lot of core in the lab. I think we're getting the results now from samples submitted in February, so it's probably about a 3-month lag, which is better than the 5 months that it did get up to earlier this year. And most of those will be from Big Vein, because that's where we've done a lot of drilling. We also expect quite a bit more from the Pristine Target, and a few more holes from Midway. We finished the third hole at Golden Glove today, so there'll be three holes there that we'll probably see in the next 2 months or so.
How's the company doing cash-wise then, to continue with all this exploration and continue, it sounds like, testing even more targets on site?
Yes, that's right. Well, we're very fortunate that we are well cashed up. The current level is about $26 million right now, so we've got more than enough to complete the 100,000 meter drill program that we have planned, which we expect to do this year, and to drill some of these other targets. So, very fortunate to be in the position of having a strong treasury right now.
So, Roger, I do have to ask you, the stock did sell off on the back of this news. In all fairness, every stock was selling off yesterday. Any feedback you got from investors or the analysts following the stock about these results and why maybe the stock was hit fairly hard?
Yeah, well, I think partly it's obviously the markets, as you say, lots of stocks are selling off, especially among the juniors. But also it's part of what I call the double-edged sword of being next to newfound gold, and it's pretty hard to compete with the kind of intersections that they pull out, especially the widths of those intersections. We can compete on the grade in some cases, we have done, but you know, I think investors are looking for us to do the same, and it's tough. It's frustrating that, you know, anywhere else these results would probably be looked at as pretty good, but being in the shadow of Big Brother to the south is it's hard to live up to expectations sometimes.
Well, Roger, I'll keep bringing you back on the show, explaining some of these drill results. And in all fairness, you do keep hitting gold. Now it's just following up and showing size, and who knows, maybe hitting some longer widths with some of that high grade. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Roger regarding these drill results or anything else going on at Labrador Gold, please email me, fleck@kereport.com, and I will get those answered for you. Roger, thank you again for your time. Please keep us up to date on future news.
Sure thing, Corey. Will do. Thank you.